You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hey, Sarah. How is it going for you?
It's a little chilly, but, you know, it's okay. We're at episode 42. That's something to celebrate, and it's covering Sunday, June 26th through Saturday, July 2nd. So I think we should just jump right in because it's a new moon week.
It is a new moon week, and I want to make sure people understand that we've got these aspects rolling in between the exact point of the new moon, which is at 10:52 p.m. on Tuesday, June 28th in the Eastern time zone right. In the USA. But we've got these aspects on both sides of this lunation that will be a part of it. So on Monday,
yeah,
we have Mars sextiling Saturn. So there may be a sense of momentum that you're feeling. Mars is in Aries.
Mm.
It loves being in Aries.
Right.
It's his home. It's like, you know, it's getting down, getting comfortable, getting out on the back porch and boogieing down,
yeah,
turning up the music, you know, like that's Mars in Aries. It doesn't care what the neighbors say.
Right.
It's going to do what it's going to do. It's going to do its own thing.
Love that metaphor.
Yeah. And so Mars is sextiling Saturn, which means while it's doing its own thing, it's also creating a structure to hold that thing together.
Yeah.
So Saturn's in Aquarius. Aquarius is very independent, future-oriented. Saturn in Aquarius is a little contradictory because Saturn is about structure and discipline and time. But it's also about, in Aquarius, it's about structuring a future that you want to envision.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of that in this new moon, aside from this Mars sextile Saturn happening just the day before on Monday. So we get to the new moon, Neptune turns retrograde.
Mm.
So Neptune's been direct. It's been pushing forward in its home sign.
Pisces.
Of Pisces. And it's dream world,
yeah,
you know, it's also on the best, in the best light. It's in envisioning, it's empathy, it's universal compassion, it's understanding the oneness of all things, you know, and that's on the higher side. On the lower end of Neptune, it's deception, it's confusion, it's just ennui, you know, like that French word that was like, oh, what the hell? What difference does it make?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that. When Neptune in Pisces turns retrograde, we can be reviewing our dreams, our visions, our hopes, our loves, the level of expectation can be really low. It can feel a little depressing on the negative side. On the higher side, we've got Mars, like I mentioned, Mars in Aries, sextiling Saturn in Aquarius.
Yeah.
This gives us time to review some of our visions, some of our dreams, this Neptune retrograde, and it gives us some time to give them some scope, like to really kind of flesh them out a little bit in the real 3D world. You know, like they can live in our head forever.
Right.
But if you'd like to bring them forward, the time of this new moon is perfect for this.
Excellent. All right.
So, yeah. So just envisioning is good. Envisioning, writing things down. Neptune will be in retrograde until December 3rd, 2022.
It's a slow mover.
It's okay because
yeah,
the echo of this new moon will be a full moon in December in Cancer. So we'll have the sun in Capricorn, the moon in Cancer at some point 6 months from now.
Right.
Just at the time in December when Neptune's going direct. So whatever you want to envision in this next 6 months.
Yes.
Start now.
Yes.
You know, this is a perfect time to incubate.
Yeah.
At the same time of this new moon, we have Venus sextile Jupiter. Venus is at 7 degrees of Gemini. Venus is the esoteric ruler of Gemini. So Venus is somewhat at home in Gemini on a higher level. She's very dexterous in Gemini and very quick-witted, very chatty, very social. And sextiling Jupiter in Aries, it's saying that you can be an individual, bring your individualism forward, share it with other people.
Mm.
And there may be that occasion during this time of this new moon to kind of be social.
Yes.
Bring your authentic self out, be with people, be your chatty self, and more support will come forward.
Yes.
Because as more people know about what you are envisioning or what you're thinking about, there may be more support for you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a great moon in terms of incubating and also sharing.
Excellent.
Yeah. And there's another aspect. The sun is making a square to Jupiter.
Okay.
So the sun and the moon are at 7 degrees, 23 minutes of Cancer, cardinal water sign.
Okay.
And then Jupiter is at 7 degrees, 19 minutes of Aries, cardinal fire sign.
Okay.
So there's just a caution here of overenthusiasm.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So you can bring, you know, bring that authentic self forward, be casual, be witty, be yourself.
Yes.
But then, you know, the caution with the square is don't go overboard.
Don't push it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a good listener. Make sure people are listening.
Exactly.
If you're showing.
You don't want to be a bore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can kind of tell when people are like, "Ooh, that's a great idea. Yo, I'd love to talk more." And when people are like, "Oh, that's nice," you know, find your people.
Exactly. Do we want to talk about the Sabian symbol?
Well, why don't we transition talking about finding your people? Why don't we transition to the Sabian symbol, which we talked off camera backstage quite a bit about, because it's one of the more esoteric kind of mind-bending symbols.
It's just weird. It's just a weird symbol.
Wacky symbol. Okay, get ready for this, everybody. All right, this is 8 degrees Cancer. This is where the sun and the moon are for this new moon lunation on Tuesday the 28th. Okay, give it to us.
Okay, it's Cancer 8. We round up from 7 degrees, 23 minutes Cancer. A group of rabbits dressed in human clothes walk as if on parade.
Yes, you heard it right, everybody. A group.
That's it.
I immediately think Beatrix Potter, you know, like.
Right. So Dane Rudyard, and we'll bring in a couple other interpretations here, but Dane Rudyard says it's the tendency in all forms of life to imitate higher forms as a stimulus to growth.
Okay.
It's also the keynote is a learning process.
Right.
So we can also take a look at what Linda Hill,
yeah,
who's a Sabian symbol specialist, an astrologer, says about this.
Yes.
She says that the symbol often signifies attempting to be or do more than one usually can, which can end up causing a leap ahead in abilities and possibilities on the positive side, but then can also, if you don't have the right mindset, it can also lead to feeling like, you know, you're disguising your attempt and other people will see through it as a ruse.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's kind of like this whole idea of, if you're learning a process or if you're learning something, you can adopt someone's manner or manner of learning it, but you want it to be authentic.
There is a level of authenticity there. It also feels like there's a level of imitation to get yourself to a feeling of getting to that next place, like trying something on as a way of like, oh, that's what it feels like to wear that frame of mind, or that's what it feels like to try on that perspective, that there can be something not permanent about just like putting on a costume. You can take it off. There's a sense of pretend and play, which is sort of almost like creative visualization. Like, I'm going to try this out and see, and that's the posture I need to adopt to walk into this thing I hope to manifest or create.
Right. Yeah. Linda Hill also continues saying that projecting into the future a higher sense of being or forward thinking into a more intelligent, successful, higher form of life and living.
Mm, okay.
That kind of goes along with what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's where the moon and sun are at.
Yes.
For this lunation.
Moon and sun,
okay.
Yeah. So it could be because this is the first new moon of the new season. So we were talking last time about the solstice really being a chart to,
yeah,
look at for the season of summer. And that was just a week ago. That seasonal chart, the solstice chart on the 21st of June, was a third quarter moon.
Right.
So something was ending at the time of this new season starting.
Yeah.
And now with this first new moon of the new season, we're being offered this opportunity to shift up, to,
yeah,
change our outfit, to dress And I'm not suggesting, I mean, this could be for some folks, you know, get a new wardrobe, but also, you know, like check out what maybe some other potentials, you know, like, and this goes along with the Neptune retrograde. It can also be some place that you go in your mind.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to like physically dress up in something else, but you know, try on a new way of interacting, a new way of learning, a new point of view.
Right. Yeah.
You know, what is that? Walk in somebody's shoes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, this could also suggest that, you know, that you try to look at something from another perspective by stepping into someone's point of view. And this also kind of speaks of compassion, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So this is a signature not only for this lunation, but for this season, because this is the first new moon of this new season. So this can also be something that you are working on or working with throughout this summer.
Well, and you had mentioned, and this will of course come up in future episodes, that there's a reflection point of this in about a month.
Yeah, because in a month from now, around July 28th, 29th, 30th, we'll have a new moon in Leo. But what also is really significant around that time, that and into that first week in August, will be the lineup of the planets that we're talking about now, Mars, which will have left Aries and moved into Taurus,
right,
will be in alignment with Uranus,
right,
and with the North Node, which are both going to be at 18 degrees Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mars at 18 degrees Taurus, Uranus at 18 degrees Taurus, the North Node at 18 degrees Taurus are a huge wake up. It's like a vibrating point of the zodiac where we're being called, you know, it's like a point of awakening. It's a point of listening and hearing new information, enlightening information, shocking, surprising reveals, enlightenment that sets us on a different path.
Our lunation now, this week, the 28th of June, is sort of like a pay attention. What is coming up? What are the things that you're drawn to, either to dream about, to question, to revisit? What is that now? Because in about a month, there's going to be a real call to action, call to...
Exactly.
Okay.
It'll be much more complete.
Got it.
The understanding will be complete. If you heed the advice in this new moon chart and see where it is in your own chart, where Cancer, where the sign Cancer is in your own chart, will tell you where you can take new steps or there might be new information for you.
Awesome.
The time of the new moon in July, you'll have a clearer picture of where you need to be or what you need to do.
And can we just mention this last aspect that might play into this lunation? You had mentioned Mars is going to be conjunct with Eris, which has a square to Pluto that could have some tension in it. But you said something really awesome. You said that tension is where the growth happens.
Right.
And that feels like with this lunation, stuff is coming up and there might be contradictory kind of, do I feel this way? Is that how it is? Maybe I'll try it on. Maybe I'll discard it. Maybe I'll see what it feels like. Maybe I'll just kind of, is that tension that could help us discriminate and discern as we get ready?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the tension is about resolving. Like you, like that's where the growth comes in because you have to like figure it out. It's not like clear.
Okay.
Like a sextile is just like, wow, this is awesome. I'm
in the flow.
I'm in the groove here. Everything's working together. A trine is almost like, whoa, you know, like you're on the water slide. It's just, you know, or you're in the airplane. It's just like, or whatever element it is. It's just like, you're just
cruising.
You're just on a roll. But the squares are where all the growth happens because there's something that needs to be resolved.
Yeah.
They're not clear a lot of the times. And there's a lot of back and forth between them that's not resolved.
Okay.
So to resolve that, something has to shift, something has to move. And then when something moves, that's when you get your clarity.
Okay, that's awesome. I guess I'll just wrap up. I did pull a card today. It's the Louise Hay Power Thought card, which is kind of ties together everything we're talking about. It is, when we create harmony in our minds and our hearts, we will find it in our lives. The inner creates the outer. And maybe the Sabian symbol is also suggesting, well, and sometimes the outer can help with the inner, you know, that there's this, maybe there's this dialogue of inner and outer this week that we can kind of pay attention to.
Mm, Thank you.
Send us an email if you have questions, connect@sisterstargazers.com, and we'll just bring more information next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.